This is a Flashbooks audio summary on See You at the Top. Written and published by GetFlashbooks.com. Narrated by Dean Bakari. Original author, Zig Ziglar. In See You at the Top, Zig Ziglar shares steps to success that, when understood and applied, can help you live a happier, healthier, more meaningful life. Things like self-image, relationship, goals, attitude, healthy habits, work, and desire, Ziglar tells us, are the things that shape who we are and the success that we find in our lives. To sum it up in a nutshell, the tweetable summary for this book goes like this. You decide your own success. By developing a strong work ethic, cultivating your spiritual side, and taking small steps daily, you can achieve a healthier, happier, more meaningful life. Here's what you'll learn about in this Flashbooks audio summary. We'll talk about why you are the only person who holds the key to unlocking all the success and all the fulfillment you want out of life. We'll talk about how you can have everything in life that you want if you'll only help enough other people get what they want. We'll discuss how to develop a healthy self-image and a positive attitude so that you can present yourself to the world with confidence. And we'll also discuss how to set goals and develop habits to achieve the success you desire. We'll discuss all of this and much, much more in this audiobook summary on See You at the Top. A few crucial quotes pulled directly from the book. Quote, life is an echo. What you send out comes back. What you sow, you reap. What you give, you get. What you see in others exists in you. Quote, the major difference between the big shot and the little shot is this. The big shot is just a little shot who kept on shooting. And the final crucial quote before we dive into the first big idea. Quote, success is determined by taking the hand you were dealt and utilizing it to the very best of your ability. You ready to dive in to the big ideas? Let's get into it with big idea number one. Your time is now. At the outset of the book, Ziglar tells us that our success and our happiness begins with us. Your success starts with you. Your happiness begins with you. And the more involved you become in the big ideas that he presents in this book, he tells us, the happier you'll be to know that you do control your future. You're in charge. And perhaps for the first time, you'll recognize your own enormous potential. You see, we each hold the ability to succeed or fail. You can have everything in life that you want, but you need to go for it. You can't give up, and you need to help other people get what they want as well. Your goal can't be just your success alone, Zig tells us. It needs to involve helping others find their success also. When you're dishonest, when you steal from others, the one that you're actually stealing from is yourself. So you got to let go of your excuses for failure, and you need to understand, and this is something that Zig reiterates over and over and over and over again throughout the book, no more rationalizations, no more excuses for failure. It's time to be honest with yourself, as well as with others, as to why you have failed in the past and why you are going to succeed in the future. It's time to get honest about why you failed in the past in order for those moments to become lessons and to lead you towards your inevitable success. Remember, your time is now, but you gotta want it and you've got to own it. Big idea number two, self-image. As individuals, we're constantly and consistently acting according to the way we see ourselves. And a lot of us don't see ourselves in a very good light. We're constantly thinking about how bad we are at this and how terribly we did at that, or what other people are thinking about or saying about who we are and what we did and how we behaved and how we presented ourselves in public. There's a great quote that Ziglar cites in the book that goes like this. No one on the face of this earth can make you feel inferior without your permission. No one on the face of this earth can make you feel inferior without your permission. It's up to you to decide whether you want somebody else to make you feel bad. It's up to you to decide whether you want to make yourself feel bad. He also talks about how we live in a negative society and how it becomes so easy to see ourselves through the negative eyes of other people. We're constantly being told that people are bad in and of themselves, or we're no good at this, or you can't teach old dogs new tricks, rather than saying that people just sometimes do bad things. Doesn't mean we can't grow from it. Doesn't mean we can't learn from it. And it doesn't mean we can't get better from it. And sometimes we're the ones delivering these negative judgments and negative messages to ourselves inside of our own heads. But here's the thing. Everyone comes at life with different experiences. This doesn't mean that one is less or more than the other, but only that their experiences have brought them and you to where you are today. People who hold a negative self-image of themselves have a tendency to regularly sabotage their own success. They create self-fulfilling prophecies of failure. Every area of life, both personal and professional, is affected by a poor self-image and is enhanced, conversely, by a healthy self-image. Now, if you suffer from a poor self-image or just need to give yourself a self-image boost towards the right direction, Ziglar lays out 15 simple steps that anyone can follow. Let's begin with number one. His first tip here is to take inventory of your talents and your assets. Use it or lose it, he tells us. You want to identify the talents and skills that you have and use them in order to increase them. If you don't, then you're going to lose those skills. You're going to lose those talents. Tip number two, dress to impress. Here's how Ziglar puts it. When you make up and dress up, you look up. So how you dress and how you present yourself to the world directly affects how you carry yourself. Strategy number three for boosting your self-image is to read biographies and autobiographies of successful people, especially those that inspire you. Read the life stories of people who understood that life wasn't as much about resources as it was about resourcefulness. Read about people who used and focused on what they did have rather than what they did not have. You see, when we read about people who've overcome setbacks and struggles to go on and succeed, you know what? We begin to then visualize the same possibilities in our own lives. Tip number four for boosting your self-image is to listen to influential speakers and teachers who can have a positive impact on your way of life. Tip number five, incorporate small, consistent, daily steps to build a healthier self-image. Grow bit by bit every day. Rather than letting fear of failure freeze you in place, start with something small, something you can handle, and then build upon that day by day. Do one push-up today, two in a row tomorrow, three in a row by next week, and so on and so forth. Think big, but take one small, specific step at a time. Tip number six for boosting your self-image is this: to smile and to compliment people regularly. Tip number seven, do something for someone else with no expectation of reciprocation. Number eight, be selective in who you spend your time with. Only associate with people of high morality and people who have a positive outlook on life and folks who are ideally better than you, so you have a group of peers to look up to rather than a group of peers that you are better than and are looking down at, because you're not going to grow. Unless you're mentoring somebody, you're not going to grow from spending too much time with people who you're smarter than or better than or more successful than. Ideally, surround yourself with people who are better than you, especially in the area that you want to succeed within, so that you can learn from them. Number nine, make a list of all of your positive qualities and keep that list handy to remind yourself of them. Number 10, make a list of your previous accomplishments so that you can remind yourself of how you have already succeeded in the past. Number 11, avoid negative influences, things like pornography. Everything that goes into your mind has an effect of good or bad, and it's not just porn. We're talking about junk news, constant bombardment of negative news in the media. Just stop watching it. If it's important, somebody else will tell you. But avoid nonsense, junk, stuff you don't need in your mind, and instead fill that time with things that expand your mind. Read books, learn from other people, take a course, rather than spending 20 minutes here and 20 minutes there checking the news and logging on to Facebook and Instagram and scrolling and scrolling and comparing yourself to other people. Learn. Spend that time to learn and to grow yourself and to better yourself. Number 12, learn from the failures of others. You know, all of us fail, and all of us will continue to fail. It's an inevitable part of becoming a success, and that is totally fine. But it's also intelligent to learn from the failures of others so that we can avoid making the same mistakes whenever possible. Number 13, join an organization with great goals and a requirement to participate by speaking. For example, you could join an organization like Toastmasters. Tip number 14 for boosting your self-image is to look people in the eyes, including yourself. When you're washing your hands at the sink, look at yourself in the eyes. When you shake somebody's hand, look at them in the eyes. And the final tip for boosting your self-image, tip number 15, is this. Enhance your physical appearance if necessary, appropriate, and desirable to you. For example, you lose weight, update your wardrobe to boost your self-esteem, and feel good about who you are. Big idea number 13, relationships. Quote, "It is a universal truth that you treat people exactly like you see them. It's also true that all you have to do to find good or ability in a person is to look for it. Once you find that good or ability in the other person, you treat them better and they perform better. So it's good business and good humanness to be a good finder." Unquote. How we view other people genuinely matters. We treat others based on how we see them. So to be truly successful in life, you've got to help enough other people get what they want. One thing everyone wants is to be treated with respect and to be recognized when they deserve it. When we praise people for their hard work, their abilities, and their good, we give them something to live up to. And both you and the other person benefit from that exchange. One of the greatest things that we can do for others is to show them their own value. Again, one of the greatest things we can do for other people is to show them their own value. Learn to recognize the potential in other people. It's a very powerful trait to have, because the way we treat others can have a profound impact on that person's results. In Zig's words, different treatment brings on different results. The way we choose to treat other people affects them in ways that we may never even know. So it's our obligation, it is our responsibility to do the best we can with what we have, because the impact reaches far beyond our own personal lives. And this is especially true for those of us who are married. If you're married or if you're in a relationship, Zig tells us, it's worth asking yourself whether you're bringing your best self to the interactions you have with your partner. If you want to have everything in life and if you want to be happy, you've got to help your spouse get what he or she wants as well. And this then degenerates and translates into every other arena of your life. A couple of actionable insights from this big idea. First, learn to see the potential in others. Find the good in other people and then encourage them forward. Next, for those of you who are in a relationship, never stop courting your significant other. Love is something that is worked for. Big idea number 4, goals. Quote, "A man or woman without a goal is like a ship without a rudder." Unquote. Setting goals in life is absolutely essential. Most people never set goals, though. Instead, they wander around aimlessly, wondering why they never arrive to a place that they never decided on getting to in the first place. Don't confuse activity with accomplishment like so many people do, because just staying busy, that's not what gets you to success. Oftentimes, people don't set goals because they either do not understand how important goal setting is, they do not know how to set goals, or they are afraid of what other people will think if they do not reach the goals they set for themselves. Do not let that be you. If you are not doing this, if you haven't set goals for any of these reasons, then we're going to talk about how to overcome that in this big idea. Beginning with, how to set goals. Well, first off, goals should be big, long range, specific, and recorded or written down daily. You are usually the biggest roadblock to your own goals, so it's time to get out of your own way. Learn to be prepared and make slight adjustments to the course as you change the direction of your goals. It's okay to change your goals. It's okay to switch it up. And it's okay to be flexible. In fact, it is necessary to be flexible if you're a goal-oriented person who wants to succeed. Be flexible and adjust your course along the way. Also, it's very important to visualize reaching the goal in order to reach it, without forgetting about doing the work required in order to reach that goal as well. Look as far forward as you possibly can. Now, a couple of other things. You will set yourself up for failure and decrease your likelihood of accomplishing your goals if you make them too big, you believe too heavily in luck, you set goals outside of your area of interest, or if you set goals to please others rather than yourself. Instead of doing any of this, create goals for yourself that inspire you to do better and be better. Make goals that are challenging but achievable, and believe in your ability and visualize the goals until you achieve them. Now, a few specific actionable insights from this big idea on goal setting. First, start keeping a record of your productivity on a day-to-day basis. For 30 days, write down when you get up, when you're productive, what you do with your time, what phone calls you make, everything you do, write it all down, because this is going to give you an overview of what you're really doing with your time. Are you really pursuing your goals with as much effectiveness and efficiency as possible, or are you just kind of screwing off a little bit, not really doing your best? This is going to give you a peek inside your own productivity. Next, write down some specific goals for yourself. What is it you want to do? What is it you want to be? What is it you want to have? What do you want to do, be, or have? Then list these goals in order of importance for yourself. Next, list the obstacles that stand between you and achieving your goal. List the obstacles that stand between yourself and your goals. Begin to form a plan to overcome those obstacles that includes a time schedule. Put deadlines on your goals. Next, visualize your goals and how to achieve them. This is an important note here. Oftentimes, people will visualize the goal while forgetting to visualize the work required of them in order to achieve it. This is a recipe for failure. Because to succeed, you want to remember to visualize both what you want as well as how you will get it. You want to visualize the product as well as the process. So keep that in mind. And finally, take a few minutes at the beginning or end of each day or both to review your goals and even write them down if you can. Big idea number 5, attitude. Quote, attitude is the little thing that makes the big difference, unquote. It's important to maintain the right mental attitude. You can't give in to what Zig calls stinking thinking. Instead, you want to learn to develop healthy habits and break unhealthy habits. You see, we each have the power to change the direction of our lives by altering our attitude. How you think determines what you become. The positive attitudes are contagious and they create positive results. If you create an attitude of enthusiasm, an attitude of positivity within the culture of your business, for instance, if you work on building strong people, then you know what? Those people will help you build a strong business, a strong organization, a strong household. You can't allow what you do not have to distract you from what you do have. Focus on the positive. Create a positive culture. If you are not exuding a positive attitude, well, there is still hope. You can change who you are by what you put into your mind. Your input determines your output. Again, your input determines your output. You can program yourself to do better and be better. You can program yourself to achieve virtually anything. Knowledge, that's something you need to work on constantly, or it's going to disappear. It's going to atrophy like a muscle that no longer is put to use. So attitude is very similar. Knowledge, very similar. These things are shaped by what we do, what we spend our time with, what we consume. We must learn to be in control of our attitudes and not let the attitudes of others bring us down. Begin to act more enthusiastically in your life in order to create more joy and positivity in your life. And remember, action, not logic, changes your attitude. A few actionable insights from this big idea on attitudes. First, create an input plan to reshape your mind towards positivity. For instance, if you watch news at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day, say, hey, you know what? Instead of putting all that junk in my mind that I know people will tell me about at work or my family members will tell me about if it's important enough, instead, I'm going to spend that hour at the beginning of my day and that hour at the end of my day to feed my mind with personal growth or with a nonfiction book that I'm reading or some other kind of positive self-improvement related activity that puts something powerful into your mind that will help you to achieve those goals you want to achieve. So that's an example of an input plan that reshapes your mind towards positivity and growth and success. Next, when you do get into a negative funk, which happens to everybody, give yourself a time limit to feel those feelings and then get out of it. Again, whenever you feel that negative feeling, which happens to the best of us, it happens to all of us, give yourself a little bit of time to feel it. Just feel it. Don't try to push it away because then it'll get worse. Just feel it. Say, I'm going to feel this negative emotion here, these negative feelings for the next 20 minutes or 30 minutes or however long it takes. Say, I'm going to feel this and it's not going to feel good, but I'm just going to let myself feel these emotions rather than pushing them away. And you'll be surprised at how powerful of an exercise that can be, because then you felt all those emotions and then you say, hey, you know what? Timer goes off. Boom. Let me get this out of my mind now. This isn't anything I can control. Let me get it out of my head and let me move on with my life. Also, remember, life situations, they change. Very few things are static in life. Very few things are hopeless. Next, do not allow people to dump negative thoughts into your mind, period. Don't allow it. Tell them you will not accept their negativity. Next, when you wake up each morning, tell yourself, today is a great day to take advantage of the opportunities that this world has to offer. Today is going to be a phenomenal day. Make something up for yourself. Create a positive morning slogan that you tell yourself every day. Every morning you wake up, you say, hey, today's going to be a phenomenal day. Today's going to be a successful day. Today is a great day to take advantage of the opportunities that this world has to offer. Be excited about waking up. Start your day with enthusiasm. Next, feed your mind with quality, good, clean, powerful, positive mental thoughts consistently and daily. Never stop. Don't just consume the information. Learn it, and learn it until it becomes a part of you. Do this in the first part of the day before any negative messages even have a chance to crawl into your mind. Fill your brain with positive thoughts first. And finally, build up your library with books, both physical as well as audio. Create a reading schedule for yourself. Listen to books on your commute, audiobooks on your commute to work every morning. If you're sitting in traffic, turn on an audiobook and listen and feed your mind. Always, always, always be feeding your mind. Big idea number 6, habits. When you choose a habit, you often choose the end result of that habit. One of the greatest barriers to habit change, whether we're changing bad habits or building good ones, is mindset. Sure, you might want to learn a profitable new skill that could move you ahead professionally, but you find yourself yawning at the idea of spending 2 hours a day learning and practicing that skill. Sure, you might want to wake up at 5 a.m. every morning and get a jump start on your day, but when that alarm clock rings and you're wrapped up in your cozy comforter, you decide it's too strenuous to put mind over mattress today. So, you promise yourself you'll make it happen tomorrow. But tomorrow often turns into another tomorrow, which often turns into another tomorrow, which eventually turns into a chain of broken personal promises. Avoid this vicious cycle with everything you've got. Avoiding it begins by shifting your mindset. By shifting your mindset around the habits that you hold and the hard work required of you to change your bad ones. When you change your habits, you don't pay the price. You enjoy the benefits. That's a great shift in mindset around the habits that you hold. Good habits, they're hard to build, but they're easy to live with. While bad habits are easy to build, but hard to live with. That's another mindset shift around your habits. Another major factor that influences the habits we create in our lives is number one, our environment, and number two, who we associate with. We begin to acquire the characteristics of the people we hang around, whether those are good or bad. We also become desensitized to our environment. Alcohol, tobacco, drugs, these are all habits that are formed because of the environment a person puts themselves in. When a person first starts any of these things, they don't think about the end result, but instead wrongly assume that they can master this substance, master this potential addiction. But bad habits, they begin with a slight concession that leads to bigger and bigger concessions until it becomes a way of life. Bad habits start slowly and gradually build until before you know it, it's a way of life. The best way to create good habits, Zig tells us, is to avoid the bad ones whenever possible. Here's a few actionable insights from this big idea. To change bad habits, first identify the habit that needs to be broken. What's the habit that you want to break? Next, adopt a growth-oriented mindset. Don't think in terms of paying the price, but rather in terms of gaining the benefits. Next, listen to the success stories of those who have broken whatever habit you are trying to break. Next, surround yourself with other people who are on the same journey and are trying to kick the same habits. Become accountable to one another. And finally, substitute your bad habit with a healthy new habit. Believe in yourself and that you are worth the effort. Some additional insights to keep in mind. The best way to stop a bad habit, Zig tells us, is to never start it. And to change a bad habit, you may need to find a totally new group of people to surround yourself with who will encourage you towards that change rather than tempt you towards old ways. Next, substitute the bad habit with a new healthier habit like running or art, saving money, smiling, being positive, reading, etc., etc. And finally, stimulate your subconscious mind by continuing to put in quality input. Control what goes into your mind even while you're sleeping. Don't fall asleep with the TV on or the radio on or something negative on. If you fall asleep to anything, fall asleep to something positive. Fall asleep to an audiobook. Even if you don't remember it in the morning, it might end up somewhere back there in the recesses of your mind, your subconscious mind. But don't fall asleep to anything negative that you know may not help you achieve your goals. Big idea number seven, work. Quote, when you give a man a dole, you deny him of his dignity. And when you deny him of his dignity, you rob him of his destiny. Unquote. Ziegler tells us that we need to love the work we do if we want to be successful. Now, to make more money, you must put in extra effort, loyalty, enthusiasm, and hours. Handouts, he tells us, help no one. Hard work adds value to a person's life. Hard work produces self-respect and self-confidence by allowing a person to earn for themselves and their own needs. Happiness comes, he tells us, when an individual is sustaining him or herself and contributing to others. Now, your attitude relates directly to the work that you do. Patience, persistence, and perspiration are essential to your success. No one fails until they give up. Failure is nothing more than a lesson learned. fear of failure, now that can cause a lot of people to never really pursue their goals. Success, that's nothing more than just sticking it out, learning from failure, and doing so until something works. If something's too easily obtained, it's not viewed as valuable in the first place anyway. But if you're persistent and you put in the hard work long enough and enthusiastically enough, it's gonna pay off. Some actionable insights from this big idea. First, do not wait for the perfect job. Zig tells us, just take the job that is available, and you will have an easier time moving up the ladder. People who are employed have a higher success rate of getting the new job than people who are unemployed. And finally, do not quit. Keep pushing forward towards your goals. Big idea number 8, desire. Quote, people with desire work harder, are obsessed with their goals, and are driven by an intense thirst to be better. Unquote. Desire is that extra ingredient that really pushes us towards success. It's what sets those who are successful apart from those who are mediocre. It pushes us to give everything we've got and then more to achieve our goals. Desire, ambition, it creates intelligent ignorance. That is, the gift of not knowing what you cannot do. So you do it anyway, which is fantastic. Desire helps remove the negative vantage point and turn it into a positive one. It does not focus on the impossibility of a situation, but rather on the reaction to the situation. Life and success is not about what happens to us, but instead about how we react to what happens to us. If we react with discipline, dedication, determination, and desire, our chances to succeed at the goals we set out for are immensely enhanced. A couple of actionable insights from this big idea on desire. First, you need to truly want what you set out to accomplish. Truly, in your heart of hearts, in your soul, you've got to want what it is that you set out to accomplish. Whatever goal you've set for yourself, your biggest, most ambitious, hairiest goal that you've got, you really got to want that goal. You really got to want to accomplish that goal from your soul, from the very pit of who you are. You must want to accomplish that goal. Keep that in mind. That fire must be burning from within. And the final actionable insight is to spend more time focusing on solutions than you do focusing on problems. If you'll spend 20% of your time thinking about the problem, and 80% of your time thinking about how to solve it, you will dramatically transform your life. Closing notes. The key takeaway from this book is this. You can have everything in life that you want if you'll just help enough other people get what they want. Some actionable insights. See the potential in others as well as in yourself. Help others get what they want by building strong relationships, getting to know them, and helping them succeed. Set clear, long-term goals. Have and foster a positive mental attitude. Put in the hard work and don't look for handouts. And finally, have a deep and burning desire to reach your goals. Thank you for listening to this Flash Books audio summary on See You at the Top. Written and published by GetFlashBooks.com. Narrated by Dean Bukhari. Original author, Zig Ziglar. For more great self-improvement and business book summaries you can read or listen to anytime, anywhere, visit us at GetFlashBooks.com.